You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
Do pray with me. Parent God, I thank you for the wonderful weekend, though it's been raining. We can only thank you enough for the gift of life and the gift of hope. We can only bless you as you continue to watch over us and pray that you guide me through your Spirit, that my words would not be mine but be yours. And this we pray in the name of your sweetest Son, Jesus. Amen. So, sometimes when we go to a party, we have questions like, ano ba isusuot ko? Ano ba kailangan kong dalin? Will I bring a cake? Will I bring wine? San ba ako dadaan para hindi ako malate? Magda-dramatic entrance kaya ako? Magpakalate kaya ako para mapansin at makita ko kaya siya doon? The questions that we might ask. But from our reading, which comes from about 2,000 years ago, we can think that we have heard countless tragic anecdotes and funny stories, or we even experienced firsthand at banquets and parties that we're invited to. We arrived overdressed or inappropriate for an event. The realistic shock that the clothes you're wearing, and you're wearing the same kind of clothes with four other people, kahit pa designer pa siya. Or you're wearing the same material color pattern as the tablecloth. Or two mortal enemies making beso-beso for the world to see when you know quite well they really hate each other's guts. Or you're the only guest seated in a table where everybody knows everyone else. Magkakasama pala sila sa work at ikaw lang yung dahil wala ka mapalagyan ng wedding planner, parang bakit ako nasa mesang ito? Or, you're seated at the same table as your ex because you were friends from college. Many stories about banquets and all. But this Sunday's reading appeared to us as a very sound advice from 2,000 years ago for the invited and the ones who were invited to a feast. In today's rules of hosting formal dinner parties, birthday parties, or wedding banquets, we have ushers to guide guests to their particular seats with listings, seating arrangements meticulously made, carefully made in advance by the wedding planner. The situation described by Jesus of being reseated after presumably sitting at the place of honor is certainly a big disgrace, very humiliating situation. And of course, why would you invite people you don't like to your party? Unless, of course, you are someone running for public office. Then you invite practically everyone you want. But the more important question here, given the 2,000-year-old parable on hosting banquets, there are two questions. Do I have space on the table? Just like this. Do I have space? And what does it take to have space on the table? For the last 2-3 weeks, we have been talking about Open Table MCC, how we change our identity and name through, we were prayerful, soulful renaming from one that is geographically limited to Quezon City to a newer one that reflects our three missions. So for two Sundays, we've been holding our services here at our new home at NCCP. Attendance is encouraging, with new and old faces. Messages are hopeful and inspiring. And I'd like to say, at least from my end, the change in atmosphere is doing a lot of good for me. We used to have a smaller room, a bit bigger. And it was a yellow room on a second floor, third floor of a building along a busy street, just as busy as Ed's, I suppose. And things are changing. From today's reading, I would like to equate having space on a table with three important elements. Verses 7 to 10 point to the first element. Can you guess what it is? Where to sit? Place of honor? Respect? Proper placing? People deserving recognition? Usurpation of roles? Or positions, ranks. Certainly, like in any other church, we have church officers, lay leaders, and then of course Joseph, our administrative pastor, who gets to sit at the cabecera, or the head of the table, or alongside the cabecera. In the old tables, the higher the headrest, that means you are of a higher rank, and then you always get to sit at the right hand of the host. Not at the left. The one who sits at the right is always given the privilege. But who gets to sit at the right or the left? I am reminded of the banquet scene in Noli Me Tangere, wherein Padre Damaso was given the wing and the neck. Tinola. And he was, it's in Tinola. And he was so angry. Ang rangko ko at ang naibigay lang sa akin ay yung liig at pakpak, samantala sa kanya napunta yung pitso at hita. And that incensed the priest. With reference to having space on the table, therefore, the underlying message from verses 7 to 10 is humility. Having space on the table is knowing that we are seated here not because of our corresponding role, rank, contribution to the church. We are seated here simply because we have been invited and we've responded. Have we been invited? Having been invited means there is space for us. How could you invite someone when there's no more space? And parodying from that famous movie line from the Spider-Man movie, with space comes humility. It's not exactly like science that matter is anything that occupies space. It's something that there is space for everyone. And recognizing how important that space is, there is that element of humility coming from our reading this afternoon. So do I have space on the table? Do you have space on the table? Yes. But remember, there are those who cannot join us around the table. And there are those who prefer to stay under the table because they have yet to come into terms with their faith journey or their sexuality. They cannot come to the table because or could come out because of the fear of rejection, ridicule, or persecution. We should also remember those who cannot have tables of their own. In countries like Chechnya, in countries like some countries in the Middle East, they cannot openly be who they are. In places that cannot really have tables. Or those who do not know that tables like ours can exist. There are certain churches, places, cities, towns that celebrating pride is something that they cannot do publicly, like in Africa. Recently, Zamboanga did their own pride, so it's a welcome thing. The second element on what it means to have space on the table, it can be seen from the remaining verse. And it means selfless service. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. In Old Testament, there are certain diseases that if you have, you cannot be a priest. I mean, it's there if you have a facial deformity, if you have a speech defect, or among others, you cannot minister. Jesus calls us to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. I'd like to believe that these conditions are not just limited to physical disabilities. We can be poor. We can be made poor by our harmful and unhealthy thoughts. We can be crippled by our biases and poor self-value and judgment of others. We can be rendered lame by our unrealistic expectations from others and from ourselves. And we can be blinded by non-inclusive beliefs, political views, and lifestyles. After all, would you lend your time and money to someone who cannot repay you at all? Pahihiramin mo ba ng pera ang isang taong hindi kailan ka man kayang bayaran? On a practical sense, no. Why would I? Isa verse, may nakalimutang verse kanina, which is the last one. And that will be the third element. Part of the second element, selfless service, means space on a table like this. Eventually means serving others in any capacity. Sa mga mahjong players, may kasabihan, serve your wall. Mahjong, you help build the tiles. And then sa harap ng tile mo, you give it to the other players. Otherwise, may tinatawag na nakakapatid ang bra, pakiabot naman ng tiles. Maglalaro ka ng mahjong. And it's etiquette of mahjong players to, you know, serve, build your wall and then serve it to the other players. If you don't do that, then you're not a good mahjong player. That's very basic. But what I mean is that, am I required to serve since I have space on this table? Is it required of me by the church? While I would like to give a straightforward yes and a straightforward no, my response is, what does your heart tell you? Then that will be your answer. I cannot say, yes, you're required. No, you're not required. What your heart tells you will be your answer. We have heard or seen many stories of pay-it-forward narratives. But it all boils down to how having space on a table may bring us to realize that even the greatest master who lived was not here to be served, but to serve. He wasn't here to be served as a king. He was a king. He is king, but he didn't. Yeah. By way of analogy, does this all merely mean passing the salt or the ketchup or whatever condiments to the other end of the table? You know, it's table etiquette. Can you piece the salt or pepper? You don't have to reach towards the other end of the table. It may mean getting out of your seat and heading to the kitchen once you realize that you need more salt or ketchup or chili flakes. Or you realize that some people would like to have second helpings. And it's also important for as a host to know that there are certain guests who are allergic to seafood and other ingredients. Why else will you serve them something that they're allergic to? Unless, of course, if you have a box of antihistamines ready. Having space on the table eventually means seeing how the great host gave himself up, body and blood, serving selflessly in all humility. Certainly, Jesus had all the power to strike all the Romans and all the Pharisees dead if he wanted to. With a snap of his finger, he could probably make them all drop down like flies. He could have struck down all the Pharisees if he wanted to. But the New Testament tells us he even ate with a few of them, the ones who really wanted to persecute him. Kasama pa niyang kumain and talk to them. He could have just dined with the wealthiest of kings. He could have gone to Rome, said hi to the emperor. But he chose to be with the cripple, the lame, the blind, the poor, the destitute, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, and everyone else who was rejected by society. The ones who had leprosy, Samaritans, Gentiles, anyone who was not Jewish or not Hebrew. So first element is humility. Second element is selfless service. And there's the third, verse 13. Let me go back to 12. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And on the 13th, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The last element in what it means to have space on the table is reward. A repayment that is worth more than anything on this earth. To be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous. No words can perhaps capture that day when we all get our rewards. But I'd like to think, as like what we've been saying here in MCC, the kingdom of God is not there, far distance. The kingdom of God is right here and now. And part of these rewards are already here. As you sit on this table, there will be rewards. And I don't mean material aspects like money or finding your partner. No. The rewards I'm telling you about is about love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Fruits of the Spirit, which are itself rewards and probably the means. If you give love, you get love. But do you ask anything in return? Probably, probably not. So they're having space on the table means realizing that sometimes you really have to go under the table to reach those who want to go out. Or probably, sometimes you feed scraps to the dogs. You sometimes go down. Sometimes we have to leave the table to join other tables. Sometimes we link this table with other tables. Sometimes we leave tables and overturn them when we have to. And simply there are some tables that, you know, you should never go to if you're unprepared. Let me end today's preaching with words from the Bhagavad Gita, one of the sacred books of the Hindu, one of the oldest religions which predates Jewish tradition. It says on 3:14, living creatures are nourished by food, and food is nourished by rain. Rain itself is the water of life, which comes from selfless worship and service. And that, I think, tells us, regardless of your faith, whether you're Hindu, Islam, Buddhist, these are different tables. It's always space. That there is humility, there is selfless worship and service, and the rewards of what to look for. Please pray with me. Thank you, Parent God, for giving us a space, giving us a space on tables whether it be with our families, chosen families, biological families, friends, co-workers. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us to be gathered in your name. And we remember places where people cannot be together, who cannot have tables, who cannot have spaces. We can only lift you the opportunity and thank you for the opportunity to provide us spaces, tables, places, opportunities where we can talk about how gracious, how beautiful it is, how wonderful your sacrifice was 2,000 years ago. We only lift you these words, that may we learn to be humble, that may we learn to provide service, selfless service, and that may we learn to look forward to rewards, not material, but the rewards that further enrich our soul and help us do your service while here on earth. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.